Yeah. It ripped by itself. Now, there's one older person there. That was his name. Omri said to Mahani, I wonder if Lehevi based the Knesset there based Avoy Dezora. If this base of Knesset wasn't before this base Avoy Dezora. In other words, that's why you had such a machlokes here. In other words, normally it's not nice to have a machlokes in the base of Medrash. So Mela, so what did they mean to answer back to Rabbi Yochanan? That you also, it's not kedai to get angry at something that happens in the base of Medrash. You see, if something got angry in the base of Medrash, the Sabbath said, the older person said, it was Mestama, it was the base of Odezer before that. Because if it would have been a Kedushas base of Medrash, you wouldn't have a machlokes in the base of Medrash. So Kornel learns also, Rabbi Yochanan Mekisma, like it's not nice to get angry if something happens in the Beis HaMedrash. So that's where they want to calm down Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Blazer said over his halacha in the Beis HaMedrash, so it's not nice that you should be angry at him why he didn't mention your name. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't happy. He turned his head. He's goes v'chazar Rabbi Yochanan v'yomer. Rabbi Yochanan turned around his head and said, Hakidain Michavrei, is there any tushkel to that maizet what happened to me? Over there, Reb Lezer and Reb Yossi were two chaverim, two friends. So two friends, it's not nice to argue. You can't get angry with one another. But I'm his Rebbe. A Rebbe is allowed to get angry at his Talmud. Even in the base of Medrash, I can still be angry at him. So if Yechon said, I still have a right to be angry at my Talmud, how come he didn't mention my name? Is Nich Nesul upon Reb Yaakov Aridi? Reb Yaakov Aridi came in. Omele, he said like this. I'll be befaying sure Reb Yechon. Don't be angry with your Talmud, Reb Lezer. How come he didn't mention your name? V'aksiv the Pasuk says, Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe avdoi, kein tzivu Moshe es Yeshua. V'chi kol dibo v'dibo shoyo Yeshua, Yoshe v'derish, hoyoi mekacha v'Moshe. Does the Pasuk says, Mamash, whatever Yeshua did, it was the way Moshe told him. Does that mean that every single word Yeshua said, the Darshan, he said every single thing, this is the way Moshe told me? Avad Yeshua didn't say every single word, this is what Moshe told me. So what's beyond the Pasuk that says that Yeshua did Kasher tzivu Moshe? Ela Yeshua Yoshe v'derish. Yeshua takasat and dash in the Torah. The Yoidim Akol, everybody understood, everybody knew, Shah Torah Shah Moshi. Everybody knew Moshe Rabbeinu was Yeshua's Rebbe. So everything Yeshua was saying over automatically understood came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though he didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name. As a Mela, Afata, you too, Rabbi Yechanan. Eliezer Yoshe v'derish. Eliezer Yitalmud sat down, tak and dash and said over Locha. But we are Kol Yoidim, you should know, everybody knows, Shah Torah Shalachohi. That his Torah that he said over is from you. So Mela, don't be angry at him. It's not so fulfilled that he didn't say your name. Everybody knows it's in your name. His vice is here, Rabbi Yechon was Makabal. Now Rabbi Yechon was Makabal the pious. And he said, Omelhem, Mifnei ma ein atem, Yoidim, Leratzes keben idi chavrenu. His Rabbi Yechon had time is back to Rav Sami, to Rav Ami and to Rav Asi. Like, how come you still don't know how to be Mephias as good as Rabbi Yaakov knew how to? And this is a good pious. You should have right away told me this pasuk. I would have been happy right away. For Rabbi Yechon, for the Gemara, my kuli hai, the boy, the imrun, shmaito mishmei. Why was Rabbi Yechon so angry that Rabbi Elazar did not say over the halach in his name? What's so gefelich? So Gemara says, ta'av David bika shalei rachmin. Nein, even David also wanted such a thing. Gemara says, af David. David also wanted that it should be said over in his name. Shenema the Pasuk says, O Gura b'yoholcha oylamin. David wanted to live in the Yoyla in the Beis HaMedrash forever. Echa seh b'seisa k'nefecha l'hoid under your k'nefecha. Sela, forever. For the Gemara, v'chiyol sa'adaito shal David shi'yachai v'kayin l'olamin. The David HaMelech have a havamina that he's going to live forever. That he said, O Gura b'yoholcha oylamin, I should live in your tents forever. Elo kachwa madon l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David meant to say. Ribbono shel olam, eska shiyah devorai ne'amorim v'botei knesiyos. I should be zoicha that people should say over my name, the halachis, or v'botei midrashos. So that's what David HaMelech wanted. He wanted that when he say over the halachis, it should be over, said over in his name. And we'll soon see why. Shimon ben Nizira b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, kol Talmud Chacham shem yom dvar halacha mipiv. V'olam hazeh, any time that somebody living in this world says over halacha from a Talmud Chacham, even though the person was meis already, is sefosav roch shayis imoy bekever. That Talmud Chacham's lips is like moving in his kever. Because it's like he's still alive. So that's this chus, that if we say over halacha from a Talmud Chacham, from his name, when we mention his name, it's as if he's saying it now. That's the big schus that tzaddikim wanted, that their halacha should be said over in their name. That's why Rabbi Yochanan wanted that Rabbi Lezer should say over the halacha in his name. Shenema the pasuk says, "Tichicha kiyein hatoiv, doivev sifsa yishonim." Is my just like regarding the yayin to divrei doivev sifsa yishonim. So it means divrei sifsa yishonim. We have before the mordashins, not yishonim but yishenim, people that learn that their mouths are moving. That my koymesh onovin, just like if you have this a barrel of wine. Zekivan shemniach odem etzpa olav, as soon as you put your finger into the barrel of wine, miyad doivit. Right away, all the wine starts to move, shake around. Is ashes leisayim shal tzadikim. The same thing by the lips of tzadikim. Kivan shemrim dvar halacha mipiyim. When we say over dvar halacha in their name, shal tzadikim, is this leisayim rachshosi mohev kever. Their lips are moving around in their kever. That's considered like they're still here. And that's probably the Gemara before. That Rabbi Shimon said that tzaddikim don't need a matzeva on top of their kever. Because the devrayim, that that we say over their words, that keeps them alive. That's the zichronim. That's mamash as if their lips are still moving now. Yeah. So tomorrow, my hanor loy, what kind of hanor does he have? Is that we say over the Shmuel in his name, how much of hanor does he have? What's the hanor that he has? Is Banazira Omar Kohodin Deshosik Kunditun. It's like somebody drinking Kunditun, a very nice sweet drink. There's a tremendous hanor they have, tremendous enjoyment. Trashi Kovnedo Koishal Dvash Im Yain Popolim. A drink that has honey, has wine, popolim, a geshmaka drink. That's how much enjoyment they have. Reb Yitzchok Omar Kohodin Deshosik Chomer Otik. Like somebody drinking old wine that's also geshmak. So, even though he's drinking it, the taste is still in his mouth. So the Karbonator says, what's the chilukim? Afagav shefar over zman, even though a time passed away already, Mashasos says, either what he drank, adayin tamah b'piv, still the taste is in your mouth. If he drank just old wine, the taste stays a long time. This is the difference in the two terutzim here. Man diyoma command the shosah kundis, in the first man diyoma they drank this geshmaka drink. Be'inon nami shor. The tzaddikim had to be tzaddikim that not only taught us learning, but they also did meisim tovim in this world. Just like kunditin is not only wine, it has honey and other papalim, other spices in there. That means the tzaddikim had a bit of doing meisim tovim also. Avlamiras halacha l'chud, just that he taught us halacha is loy mahani. That would not help for him that when we say over the halacha, as if his mouth is moving. Of a man the yom a command the shosi cham rotik, but the second man the yom it says as if he drank old wine. Liyola mahani leamiras halacha she tzvois of doivoyz bekever. It's enough that wine means just halacha itself. If the person was a talmid chacham that he taught us halachas, even though he doesn't have so much meisim tovim, still when we say over the halacha in his name, he allows his chus that's tzvois of doivoyz bekever. It's as if he's still talking. So the Gemara, Rav Gidol Omar, hoy meshmua b'shem oimrei. If you say over halacha, and you say it over in the name of the person that taught it to you, is Yira Baal Shmua Kilwayma Lenegdoi. When you mention his name, you should consider it, you should feel as if that person is mamash in front of you. Is that the way to learn Torah, really in front of your Rebbe? Shenema, the person says, Ach betzelem yishalachish. You should go with a tzelem means always have the picture of your Rebbe in front of you. He says, Yira Baal Shmua Kilwayma Lenegdoi. When he's mentioning this Talmud Chacham's name, feel as if he's in front of you. Shaydei Kain, because you feel as if he's there, Yagad Adover Aloifnei, you'll say it the right way. The Iker HaLimud MeRabbi, the Iker way you learn from a Rebbe is, Periyas Ponin, if you see your Rebbe's face. The Echsiv, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu Einecha Royas Esmerecha, that you should see your Rebbe when you're learning. There also, when you're saying over his Halacha, you should feel as if he's there in front of you. It will help you to say it over the right way. The Mark Seva Posek in Mishlei says, Rov Adam Yikra. A big person will be called Ishkastai. That means Zer Shakulodim. That's a normal people. But the Ish Emunim Miyimtsa, where do you find the person that's called an Emunim? Zer Reb Zera. This is Reb Zera. So he says, Ksiv Rav Adam. Zer Shakulodim. Rochet Prushi. Rav Bin Ayodim, most people, Yikri Ish Tarosai. I'll say over Shmua heard that this, that Reb Yechin said this. I'll say it over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. V'yena makvid loyna v'shem oimri. That's one shot. Okay, I'll say over the halacha, and I'm not makvid to say it over in whose name it was. Lishlechmin, another pshat is, Harav Shabodim Kleima. Mishu Godaba Torah, a big person, Yikro Kol Ish Vish, Torah Chesed, Shoya Lishaynoi, Shayernu Shmuas Mishmoi, Vipia Shmua Bovad, Kane Pirish Biyofen, Mars Rishon Early. The second shot is that I'll say it over, I heard over, Rabbi Yochanan said like this. As even though I'm not sure, I didn't hear myself Rabbi Yochanan said this, just other people told me Rabbi Yochanan said this, so now that I heard from other people, I'll say over, Rabbi Yochanan said like this. That's a normal people. Mashenkin, Ishemunim, that's a special person, that's Rabbi Zira. That he never said over anything unless he was 100% sure that person said it. If he stam heard over Rabbi Yochanan said something, he wouldn't say the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Only if he was sure, he know himself that Rabbi Yochanan said it. The Yom Rabzeir said, Lest not tzrichin chashos l'shmaitet Rav Sheshes. We don't have to listen too carefully to the halacha that Rav Sheshes tell us. When he tells us, Rabbi Yochanan, somebody said the halacha. To gavra mischo, because he was blind, Rav Sheshes. Since he was blind, when he heard over the Shmua, he was not sure exactly who said it. He thought maybe it was Rabbi Yochanan because he heard his voice. But since he was blind, he didn't know for sure who it was. Therefore, Ziri was so makbid that if a blind person like Rav Sheshes would tell him, Rabbi Yochanan said this, he wouldn't believe him. It's not enough. Like, how do you know for sure it's Rabbi Yochanan? You didn't see him. Maybe it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Ziri was makbid never to say over anything in a person's name unless he was sure he said it. So to Kavneida, Zera, Sheinu Oymeh Shmua B'Shem Adam Elim Kein Nis'amas Loi Mishamra. He wouldn't say over in somebody's name unless he was sure that person said it. Because he was blind. Right. Omala Rab Zeira la Rabasi. So Rab Zeira asked Rabasi, Chochem Rebbe la Bar Pasio, the Yatom Shmaitet Mishmei. As Rab Zeira heard over that Rabasi was saying over the name of Bar Pasio. So he asked him, do you know this person about Pasio that he's saying over Lochan in his name? No, Rav Zeira was makbid, don't say over something in that person's name unless you're sure he said it. Omalei Rabbi Yechanan, Omra Mishmei. He told me, I heard over Rabbi Yechanan told me that Pasio said it. Omalei Rabbi Zeira Rabasi, Chochom Rabbi Lerav. So another kasha, Rabbi Zeira asked Rabasi, do you know Rav? Diat Omra Shmaititah Mishmei, that you're saying over Lochan in the name of Rav? Like, did you see Rav? So Ravasi answered back to Rav Zeira, Rav Adam Arava Omra Mishmei. True, I didn't hear from Rav myself. Rav Adam Arava told it over to me in the name of Rav. So I call upon him, you see how makbid Ziri was, that before he said over a shmait in somebody's name, he made sure to know that person said it. He's very medagdic to make sure he knew exactly who said it, and to make sure that person really said it. So the Gemara, Ein Dor Shein Boy Leitzonim Kedarish Odovid. That there was no generation that had so many jokes like the door of David, by David HaMelech. Ma hoya prutzei ador oisin. What are the prutz and the bad people that do to David HaMelech? Hoya holchen eitzel chalon oisav, shall David. He used to go to David HaMelech windows. Oymrlo, they would say to him, David, eimo sayivna beis amigdish. When will the beis amigdish be built? In other words, they meant to say, when are you going to die already? Because it said, the Navi said over already, that David's not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, but your son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that your son Shlomo, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Leitzonim went to David HaMelech and said, like, when are you going to die already, so we can already have the Beis HaMikdash? His aim was say, Beis HaShem Nelech. When are we going to be able to go into the Beis HaShem? That's what the people were telling David HaMelech. For your David HaMelech said, Afal pi shemechavdin lachiseni, even though these people mean to get me angry, if it comes to me, still when I heard these things, still I was happy. Kefort, I was happy the fact that Klai so wants the Beis HaMikdash to be here. He said, David HaMelech was still happy, even though the people were telling him, like, you die already, we should have the Beis HaMikdash. Still he was happy that the people wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be here. The Pasuk says, Hashem said about David HaMelech, like, you're not going to die because these people want you to. You'll only die after Yamal Yamecha, when you have a full lifetime, the full 70 years. Is Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, Yomim Shleimim Ani Mon Lecho. I'm counting a complete 70 years to give you. V'lo Yomim Chaserim, Klum. And I won't take you away earlier. Shleimai B'necho Yivne Beis HaMikdash. True. Like the people are saying, you should die already, that your son Shlomo HaMelech should come to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ela lahakrev kabonis sibur. Like, what's the need to have the Beis HaMikdash? What is Shlomo HaMelech going to do there? He's going to bring kabonis sibur. So Hashem said, Choviv olai, tzedoko mishpat shatoyser, I have more nachas ruach from you, Dovid HaMelech, your tzedakah mishpat that you're doing. In other words, I want you to stay alive. It's more dear to you, your life, than yoseh min hakorban, more than it'll be with the Beis HaMikdash, that there'll be kabonis there. Shenemar, oseh tzedakah mishpat, nivchal Hashem mizovach, that Hashem chooses better tzedakah mishpat, more than a zovach, more than kabonis. So that's what Hashem answered back to Dovid HaMelech, like, don't worry, because they want the Beis HaMikdash, but Hashem wants you more. Hadir Alecha Mitzar Feshkov. So the Mishnah. Vishloisha Prokim Bashona. 3 times of the year, Tarmim Mesha Lishcha. The Bezdin goes into the Lishcha, that's this room where they put all the Machzor Shekel from the whole Klal Yisrael, and 3 different times of the year, does Bezdin take out, we'll soon see, with 2 buckets, with 3 baskets full, they take out the money. They make the Trumas HaLishcha. Befrois Pesach. It's 15 days before Pesach. Befrois HaTzeres. 15 days before Shavuos. Befrois HaChag. 15 days before Sukkot. Vehein Gronois Shel Maisa Behema. Now these 3 times have the same halacha as called the Gerin for Maisa Behema. Divrei Rebbe Akiva Ben Azai. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. This is what Rebbe Akiva holds. In other words, by Maisa Behema it's like this. When you have 10 animals that are born to you, new ones, you have to take off Maisa Behema. The halacha is, before you take off Maisa Behema, you're allowed to really use your animals and sell them and do what you want with it. Whenever you come to take off, if you have the 10, then you'll take off. But with the Rabbanan, though, there are special zmanim when you're supposed to take off Maisa Behema. These 3 times. It's on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and 15 days before Shavuos, and on 15 days before Sukkot, that's the time when you're supposed to take off Maisa Behema. That's called Gronos LaMaisa Behema. He says, Gimel Prokem Elu, Hen Gimel Grona Shomaisa Behema, Shezmanem Elu Kovu Chachomim, the Chachomim has put away these special 3 times of the year, Lasser HaBehema, to give off Maisa Behema, 1/10 of your animals, Shenodu, are the new ones that were born to you that year. Ukumoisha Gurin Kovu LaMaisa Dogen, the same way you put your Tfuah in a Gurin, in the silo, in the warehouse, is Kaveh to give off Shumas HaMaisris, at this time now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now it's also to use your animals until you take off Maisa Behema. And you can eat them at Shiyas until you take off Maisa Behema. I will kaid them a perik, but before it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mutter Lochle, you're allowed to eat your animals. Afa Pishle Isra, even though you didn't take off Maisa Behema. Obetam Shekabachamim, we'll soon see why they gave these 3 zmanim. That's what the Kiva holds, that these 3 zmanim that goes for Machsa Shekel also applies at the same time of Maisa Behema.
He holds note that one of the times for the Gronos of Maaser Behema is the 29th day of Adar. In other words, he holds that the Chodesh Adar is always called the Choser. Therefore, 15 days before Pesach always comes out on the 29th day of Adar. He holds not 15 days before Shavuos, but rather only on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that's the time to give Maaser Behema. And the 29th day of Av, not 15 days before Sukkot, but rather the 29th day of Av, like we'll soon see, because Benazai Shita is that the whole Chodesh Elul has a suffix, what din does it have? And therefore you take off Maisa Behema by itself, like we'll soon see later. Now, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon Omrim, they both say that the Zmanim are like this, the 3 Zmanim of Maisa Behema, B'yechod B'nisan, B'yechod B'sivin, and B'chof Tes Belul. They hold no, the whole Elul is also included in the last year. Why do they say this Lashon of the 29th day of Elul? Why didn't they say in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei already? Because that's Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to take off Maisa Behema on Yom Tov. I call upon him the Rabbanan. Therefore they said, take it off better on the 29th day of Elul. Yeah, Gemara says, Omer Rav Avuha, Kol Hein Datzninim Pros Palga. Hey, the word pros always means half. Half of what? Palgo de la midyoim. Half of 30 days. What does 30 days have to do here? That koydum lemoyit shedarshin vilchoysev. That 30 days before Yom Tov, you're supposed to start darshning about the lochas of the Chag. So half of that time, 15 days before that, that's the zman when Bezin took off the maskus hashekel, that's the trumas halishcha, and who adin, that's the zman for gronos of shomayis to behema. Yevehen gronos, zok the Gemara, om Rabbi Yechanan,
Amar Rabbi Yechon, Nifnei Shem Pirkei Leida. These times are made for Maisa Behema, because these are the times when the animals give birth. He says, Pirkei Leida, Korban Eida, Hoditnan Vein Gronos LaMaisa Behema, Hainu Tainu Fishim, Bezmanim Alonim, these times, HaBehemus Yoldois, Shiais Behemus LaBachira, some Behemus give birth early, Koidim Pesach, Vyesh Behemus Shemacheris, a little bit later, Ad Behemus Pesach LaTeris, Apatul Shavuos,
and let some go even later until Sukkot. So these are the time when the animals give birth. We have Achav, we have Tanchum Bar Chia, Bishem Yeshu Ben Levi, Kidei Shetiyah HaBehema Metsuya Lele Regolim. The reason why this first set take off Maisa Behema like 15 days before Pesach is because usually the people don't eat or sell their animals until they first take off Maisa Behema. See if we could do it way before. People will do it way before, and then they'll go and sell or shech their animals, and there won't be anything left for either Regolim for Pesach. Therefore, they said, no, don't use your animals until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the time to take off Maisa Behema. And after Maisa Behema, that's when you go to sell them, so there won't be so much time between now and Pesach, so there'll be animals around for Pesach. Like he says, Kleishtei Behemus Ulu Regolim, Techivon Dein Zman Leifer Behemus, Ad Peresa Regolim, Meshoye Inshi Behemtum. People will leave over their animals, Ad Oysa Zman until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And people won't shecht it before that, because usually you don't use it until you first give off Maisa Behema. That's the reason why Baruch Kaveya these manim, like right before the Yom Tov. Today that the animals should be around B'Shas Yom Tov, you'll have either animals to bring Kavonis with, or else you'll have animals to Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov with. Omer Reb Yudin, the Lo Yovel Vei Bal Tachar. Another reason is we wanted to take off Maisa Behema right before Yom Tov. Today you go early regal and you bring the Maisa Behem with you to the Kohen to bring it for carbon, that you won't be over Baal Tacher. Because if you don't bring it now, like you'll forget about it maybe, and you'll be over the Yisra Baal Tacher. But Tacher means when you have a carbon you have to bring, if you wait a while, you're over this lava Baal Tacher, not to wait with it. Omer Reb Yosi, Kol HaMashah Tivloi Oivu Baal Tacher. If you take a leave over your Maisa, Tivloi here means the Maisa Behema, you're over the lava Baal Tacher. Whereas Baal Tacher also goes on Maisa Behema. Like the Takan Karton says, Baal Tachar says, Shagam al Maisa Behema, Oivram al Baal Tachar. Even on Maisa Behema, also there's this lava Baal Tachar. Because Ashinim Rosh Hashanah, Lekach Tiknu Sheyasir, Samach Leregel, that's why the Rabbanan said there's a man to take off Maisa Behema right before the Regolim, to Yovel Yushlaim, Vyalos Leregel. Today you'll bring your carbon with you right away to Yushlaim, and you won't be over Baal Tachar. So Gemara Tamon Taninin, we learned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Reb Meir Weiner, the Echod Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. The first day of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema. Rosh Hashanah means that the animals that were born before that have to be 10 animals to give Maisa Behema. If you have 5 animals that were born before Elul and 5 animals born after Elul, you can't be mitzaref them together. Hey, it's the Rosh Hashanah, the new year is called Elul. The animals have to be 10 that are either born 10 before Elul or 10 born after Elul. We have a last day. We have a Shimon Oymin. The Echad B'Tishrei. No, the Rosh Hashanah of Maisa Behema is Echad B'Tishrei. And animals born before that go together. Animals born after that go together. Ben Azza Yoymin is Mesupik. For Elulim Misasim Efnei Yatzvam. Ben Azza is Mesupik. What's the real Rosh Chodesh for Maisa Behema? Elul or Tishrei. Therefore, we said any animal that's born during Elul has its own halacha. If you only take off Maiser from 10 animals born on Elul, you can't be Mitzarf Elul with either the month before. Because he has a suffix, maybe the beginning of Elul was the Rosh Chodesh, and he can't be mitzarf the ones born in Elul with the ones born later, because maybe Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was the Rosh Chodesh. So since it was the Rosh Hashanah. So since Ben Azza is Mesupik, which is the real, which begins the new year for Maisa Behema, so the ones born in Elul have to be done by themselves. You only give Maisa Behema if you have 10 born in Elul itself. Omer Rav Huna, time of the Rav Meir, Ad Kan Hei Mismatzois Leilu Min HaNishonis. It's up until Elul, that's the time when all the animals that gave birth became pregnant from Rosh Chodesh Nisan already gave birth. Mikan v'yela chei maschilas leilad min achadoshes. His vice says the real month is Nisan. So anyone that gives birth after Elul, the pshatas that became pregnant after Nisan, they're considered from the next year. Reb Yosi bar Rebun b'shem Rav Chunan. Time of the Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. What's that time that they say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Why do they say another month? The pasuk says lovosh kari matzoin. Elo habchiris, those are the ones that give birth first. The yambokim yatvobor, the ones in the valley. Elo hafel is the one that give birth later. Is Yisroel after Yeshiru means Elo v'Elo nechnasim v'Elo sasher. They both get together. They both come together to give ma'aseh together. So therefore he says the ones born during Elul, even though those are later ones, they also get to mix together the ones born before Elul. Therefore they hold the Rosh Chodesh is first Tishrei. So the animals born late in Elul go together with the animals born before Elul. So the new ones and old ones both could be put together. So after Ryan, they hold that the real Rosh Chodesh first starts from Tishrei. An animal born after Tishrei has its own category. You have to start counting Maisa Behema from then. Omer Ben Azza, Ben Azza says no. Hoyo v'elu oimim kach. Since Reb Meir says one way.
V'elu oimrim kach. And Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon say another way. Is yiyu ho'elulim misasim v'yatzvam. So the Nazar is misupik, which one is the real Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, the animals born on Elul is a suffix. Does it go connected with the old month or with the next year? Therefore, you have to give ma'isavim by they themselves. Ha'keitz said, how does this apply? Nolad loy behei be'av. Five animals are born to you in the middle of Av. Fehei be'elul. And five animals are born to you in the middle of Elul. Fehei be'tishrei. And five animals are born to you in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, in the month of Tishrei. Is according to Ben Azai, ain't mitzdarfin. They're not mitzdarfin together. The ones in Elul, we have a suffix if they belong to the ones before, or they belong to the next ones. So neither of them could be taken off Maisa Beima. There's no din Maisa Beima in such a case, according to Ben Azai. But Shaykh, according to the other ones, there is. Even Monashach, either the ones in Elul is mitzdarfin with the one, five in Tishrei, or else they're mitzdarfin with the five in Av. So according to the other man, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir, you have Maisa Beima. But according to Ben Azai, in such a case, there's no Maisa Beima. What about Nerdot Loi Behei Tishrei? Five were born in Tishrei. Behei Bav and five were born Beyav. Harelo Mitzdarfin. They're Mitzdarfin because they're in the same year. Heif Av and Tishrei is in the same year. So therefore, you have these five born the same year, you give off Meister from them. So tomorrow, Ben Azai Machri Al Divrei Tamidov. What's the shot to say Ben Azai is Machri between his Tamidim? It doesn't make sense. Ben Azai sounds like I don't know who to hold like, so I'm saying my own sheet between these two. His Reb Meir and Reb Lezer were Tamidim from Ben Azai. It doesn't but say he's a Machri between his Tamidim. And the Gemara, also Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Meisha, Reb Shem, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchak, Shekei Nechleku Olai Ovetoylem. The Pshat is not only a Machlekes here, it's a Machlekes other Tanoim also. And Meila Ben Azai is saying, I'm being Machri between those three Dika Tanoim. Oman, Ninu, who are those Tanoim? Ovet, who are these Ovetoylem? Tana, Reb Yoina, Kumi, Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Yishmuel, Reb Akiva. It was a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kibra also, exactly which month is the Rosh Chodesh to count the new year for Maaseh Behemah. But I call upon him, one of them was Rabbi Kiva, and Ben Azai says, Amachriya B'neihim. So the Gemara, Zoysimers from here to Raya, Ben Azai, Chovar V'Talmud Hoyer Rabbi Kiva. Even though Ben Azai was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, he was also called a Chovar. He was like an extra special Talmud, come out like a friend to Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, he didn't have to call him by his name, Rabbi Akiva. But in Tamer Rebbe, is Banash Omer Rabbe, Hoyu V'Elu Omer Kach, V'Elu Omer Kach. If Stam Ben Azai was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't pass Ben Azai to say, since they say like this, and they say like this, I'll see in between. He's saying over the name of Rabbi Kiva. He should have said, since my Rebbe said like this. Like, how come he didn't mention his name? I should say, since my Rebbe says this way, and they say that way. But he only said, they say this way, they say that way. It's a riot that Rebbe Kiva, Ben Azai, was not made like a Talmud to a Rebbe, to Rebbe Kiva, but rather like a Chover. He was like his friend. That's why he didn't have to call him by his Rebbe. Yeah. Reb Abba, B'Shem, Reb Shmuel, Bar, Reb Yitzchok, Shomolo, Menador. I have the same riot that Ben Azai was a special friend of Rebbe Kiva from another riot. Because the Mishnah in Baba Basra says like this, Omalei Ben Azai, ala chalukin onim etzarim. It's enough to say I have a shrekar to the machlekes b'sham b'sillo over there. Ela shabos lachalik olenu es hashovin. Hey, you Rabbi Kiva want to make something shver that what you're saying now we held until now that both b'sham b'sillo are moida to it. They're both shovin. It's up until now we thought certain halach is shovin. They both agree. Now you're coming and telling us something to make them argue. So zaysemers from here also, since Ben Azai said to Rabbi Kiva, he didn't call him by a Rebbe. He didn't call him by the name Rebbe. He just said, El Shabbos, you're coming. Like you should have said, El, my Rebbe is coming. How come he just said, Lashon El Shabbos? His like Samaritan, here it's a Raya, Ben Azai, Chovev, Talmud, Hevel, Rebbe Kiva. Ben Azai wasn't just a regular Talmud, Rebbe Kiva, but he was a special Talmud. He was a Chovev, like he was a friend of him. Ain't Tem, because if not, Ain't Tem, isn't the question, Rabbi Isbanash, Omel Rabbi, El Shabbos. Is it possible that someone should call his Rebbe with such a lashon to say, Ela Shabbos, you're only coming? Lechalik Uleinu was a shovin. You should have said a nice lashon, my Rebbe. But since Ben Azai only said this lashon of, Ela Shabbos, it's a raya, Rebbe Kiva was not his Rebbe. Or at least he was at a status to be like a chabad to him. He didn't have to call him by the name of Rebbe.
Yeah. All right, stop here.